Chen Yunping is general manager of the Hungarian branch of China's leading new energy car maker BYD. He suggests Hungary provides an ideal environment for foreign companies like BYD.
Our plant was built 12 years ago, mainly supplying products for Nokia. Now we want to bring the business back to life. The overall environment for investment in Hungary is excellent. Local policies are favorable for bilateral investment. Besides, Hungary was a major hub for bus manufacturing in the 1980s, which left a supply chain and plenty of human resources in the sector. Local authority is also willing to help revive the industry, so we decided to make more investment here.
BYD opened its first European electric bus factory in the northern Hungarian city of Komárom in April. The company expects to invest some 20 million euros in the project next year. Over 90% of BYD's employees are local residents in Hungary. The company plans to employ around 300 people to assemble up to 400 electric buses a year, which will be exported to customers across continental Europe. China is Hungary's largest trading partner outside the European Union. Hungary is the largest investment destination for China in Central and Eastern Europe. It's estimated that Chinese investments in the Eastern and Central Europe have exceeded $5 billion U.S., of which over $3 billion had been invested in Hungary as of the end of 2015. Chen Xin is the Deputy Executive Director of the China CEE Institute, a think tank based in Hungary's capital, Budapest. He suggests that China's proposed Belt and Road Initiative and Hungary's Eastern Opening Policy have both brought tangible benefits for businesses in Hungary.
The infrastructure construction could generate spillover effects, which could help development along the route. For example, the construction of Hungary-Serbia railway will finally help form a passage that connects the Piraeus port and Budapest. Once completed, it will largely reduce transit time and save delivery costs. Besides, local government in Hungary is quite supportive for foreign companies and provide one-stop service to help facilitate investment.
Chen Xin also attributes the increasing foreign investment in Hungary to the overall positive outlook for economic growth of the country. Wang Xiaoli is a lawyer with Denton's law firm, which consults companies who have investments and acquisitions in Hungary. She suggests one of the issues Chinese firms run into is a lack of knowledge of the local regulations, tax, and fiscal policies, which often add to investment risks for Chinese companies.
Before making any decisions, investors should investigate first and get a full understanding of the development trend of the industry and the local market, not just in Hungary, but also the European Union as a whole. Besides, in some cases involving merger and acquisition, companies are supposed to do a thorough legal and financial investigation into the object of merger, as well as potential tax liabilities related to the acquired business.
Bilateral trade between China and Hungary expanded 9.8% year-on-year to $6.5 billion in the first 9 months of 2016. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.